I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. You have often heard me discuss family government and their God-given right to educate their children, to the exclusion of civil government, which has no jurisdiction over the heart and mind. I do not often talk, though, about church government. The church government has extensive duties owed to God. James 1:27, to visit the fatherless and widows in their afflictions. 1 Corinthians 6:1-5, to judge disputes amongst believers. 1 Corinthians 5:13, to put away from among the church the wicked person. Ephesians 4:11-13 and Romans 12:4-8, for each of us to serve as a part of the body of Christ. Matthew 18, to take part in Christian mediation and reconciliation. And Matthew 28:19-20, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. That last part is especially important relative to the church's evangelistic efforts. We as the church are to teach the nations, instruct the nations, disciple the nations. But is it even possible to disciple a nation? And what exactly is a nation? In regards to the latter, we can't teach, instruct, disciple a nation because a nation isn't it. Nations are comprised of people. We are to disciple the people of each nation. It isn't possible to give you an exhaustive list of ways that we can disciple the people of each nation. So I can't tell you exactly what that is. However, I can tell you exactly what that is not. Sending millions of dollars overseas to other nations when civil government schools are teaching our children lies. America is a nation. Our children are part of this nation. They must be discipled in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.